This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 16th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the condition of U.S. corn increased slightly while soybean condition decreased last week. That's according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service weekly crop progress report released this afternoon. Corn, 94% emerged and 72% of the crop rated in good to excellent condition. Soybeans were 93% planted, 84% emerged. 66% of the crop rated in good to excellent condition. Spring wheat has 89% of the crop emerged, 57% rated good to excellent. NASS estimated U.S. winter wheat condition at 52% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. 93% of the crop headed and 10% harvested. Now, 94% of the corn crop emerged is even with the five-year average, actually 2 points ahead of last year. Soybean planting at 93% done is a point ahead of last year, a point behind the five-year average. 84% of the soybean crop emerged is 1 point better than the five-year average and 4 points better than last year. The wheat harvest at 10% done trails last year's 25% and the five-year average of 16%. Corn prices lower at the Chicago Board of Trade. Traders seeing the corn crop is getting supportive rain. Doug Bergman of RCM Alternatives wrote today that weather is non-threatening, which has managed funds re-engaging now as sellers. Later pressure in corn was a Rand signal to re-enter negotiations with Israel that would put hostilities between the two nations on pause. Soybean oil futures surging again, gaining 8.9% today. Between the Friday market and today, 14% higher. The uptick seen over the past two trading days is tied to the EPA's latest proposal for renewable fuel volume obligations. The EPA said Friday that it wants to set blending mandates for biomass-based diesel at 5.61 billion gallons in 2026 and 5.86 billion gallons for 2027. Naomi Blom of Total Farm Marketing said the EPA news is very welcome and would help to offset any demand lost in the future, potentially from potential lost exports to China. Now a focus to the southern hemisphere. In Brazil, the corn harvest is still off to a slow start. The Mato Grosso Institute of Agricultural Economics reported Friday 7.2% of the state's safrinha corn crop is harvested. That's compared to 15% for a five-year average. Slower plantings in February and March likely a factor in the delayed harvest pace. CONAB estimated total corn production at 128.3 million metric tons last week. That's compared to the USDA estimate of 130 million. Many private analysts are still forecasting higher production. The National Association of Wheat Growers applauding President Trump's recent presidential memorandum revoking the Biden administration's memorandum that promoted breaching one or more dams on the Lower Snake River. NOG President Pat Clements said they thanked the Trump administration for taking this essential step to protect the Lower Snake River dams. Clements said, "We have long stood against dam breaching because of the devastating economic consequences it would impose on communities throughout the Pacific Northwest and the threat it poses to U.S. wheat's global competitiveness." Clement said, "We look forward to working with the Trump administration to preserve this critical infrastructure for generations to come." Finally, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue today offering approval of the EPA's higher volume requirements under the renewable fuel standard. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.